Mama said. You might wonder, what kind of church am I at? Were you talking about your mama? You at Fellowship Church. That's where you at. You won't come here anytime without hearing something about my mother. You know that, right? Tell you what, I gave her a story last week. I can't give it again. But 17 years ago, because of her faith in Christ, she was shot 6 times and left dead on the floor. And it forever changed my life. People have been coming up to me for years and said it a lot this last week. I can't wait one day when I get to meet your mother. And I thought about it. If you've met me, you've met my mother. So much of who I am. You might wonder how she talked, how she reached, how she... Well, I'm still trying to get better at it the way she could do it. Amen? So you've met me. You met my brother Terry. How many met my brother Terry? Well, you've met Mama. You understand? Sure. She just had a way of being in the kids and all of us. And she was a drunk and a hell raiser and all these kinds of problems before she met Jesus. But I tell you what time she had where she knew Jesus, boy, she made an impact in her world and in my life. And so I tell you what, that's what I thought. I've been going through some hard times, and I thought, you know who's going to help me look through some of these hard times over the summer? My mama. I've been wanting to do a series called Mama Said. Things Mama said. And so that's what I chose to do with our family series. I'm going to let Mama on us a little bit. Is that all right? Amen? So let's learn today. Let's go to the big screen today. And that's what we do. If you're here today for the first time, I'll use this big screen. You can get all my notes right online, fellowshipinglewood.com. Fellowshipinglewood.com or PastorGary.com. And you can get everything you see on this screen. You can sit there at your house and do it. Also, you can hear sermons online. We've got people all over the world. Today I was told they're listening in Iran to us. Can you imagine such a thing? And in China, I don't even speak Chinese. I don't know how these people hear me over there. But things are happening. I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in with technology these days. Amen? And also people are using our notes. I mean, Raj puts a lot of time. I write the stuff, and then he makes it look real pretty. Amen? And you can sit at your home and do this. And sit in your Bible study and do this. It's incredible. So this is how we do it. Mama said, say it with me. Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. Now, this is how we preach. You've got to talk back to me. Mama said what? Say it with me. Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. Now, you got to say it like that. Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. You understand? And don't be surprised if she'd look at you with her head a little cocked like that, too. You wanting to get all negative and all down about your problems that you're going through? That's okay, she'd hear it so long. And then it would pop out of her mouth. Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. She'd say stuff like this. Last time I checked, Romans 8:28 is... That's what she'd say. Number one saying, if we were paying Family Feud, number one saying that Mama said, Romans 8:28. Is still in the Bible. Ding, ding, ding. Number one answer. Amen. So let's talk about it today. Let's learn this verse together. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now we got to say it together, church. You're pitiful. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Mama would just like... Here we go. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. One more time. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, Mama would get on your nerves and have you do it one more time. Here we go. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His... Mama took that verse. Became her life verse. She stuck it on the refrigerator. I go get something to eat. Daggum, there's that verse again. You go in the living room. Den, we called it. The coffee table, the kind that had glass on the top. It was wood, but they put glass on it anyway. I don't know why, but it's wood. Anyway. And you stick stuff under it. Romans 8:28. At the coffee table. She'd write you, Romans 8:28. Amen. Became her life verse. It's on her tombstone. It says, Mama. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Those who are called according to His purpose. Amen. So let's talk about that verse today. If it meant so much to her. Nothing is more important to a Christian's peace of mind than absolutely knowing the following. That all things of every description that touches his or her life are overruled by God for their good. This is huge in your life. All things in the Christian's life may not be good, but God is able to harmonize them together for the believer's ultimate good. God is able to take the crud and the mess that comes in our life and somehow He can make a song out of it. It's incredible. We can't see it when we're in it. Many people never want to see it, so they stay bitter the rest of their life. Mama said you can't live like that. Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. No matter what's happened to you, who's hurt you, Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. You understand where she was coming from a little bit? This is huge, man. This is because God's goal for every believer is to mature them into the image of who? His Son. I wish I could tell you that everything's going to be good in your life and you're just going to come out looking like Jesus. It ain't happening. It didn't happen to Him. Why should it happen to you? Say, church preaches some cuckoo doctrine today. Healthy, wealthy, wise, prosperity. I don't know where they live. They don't live at my house. You understand? Yes or no? I want a good life. I want things to be good. I think we all want that. But we live in a sin-cursed, fallen world. Can we live with people? Be all right if you want with these people. Amen. Come on. And they can say the same about you. Right? Come on. Let's break down this verse before you go home today. I want you to know, Mama said, Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. And then I want you to always forever know what this verse means. Forever know what this verse means. And it's not just the verse. You've got to start with the verse, and then we're going to keep going with a few verses afterwards, because the few verses afterwards really make this verse tremendous. So we're going to study the Bible. Here we go. Let's say it again together. Come on. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So let's break it down, baby. Here we go. We'll start right there. And we know. And we know. What's that mean? It means we know deep down. Stuff might happen, but when we come to our senses, we know something deep down. That's what Mama would say. There's something we know deep down inside of us. You hearing me this morning? And we know. Where do we know it at? Deep down. We know it intuitively. It's inside of us. But we got to draw on this stuff. Because when stuff happens in your life and you're hurting and you feel like you've been run over by a bus. Wow, it's hard to find that thing. Where is this stuff? And you got to really dig deep. Mama said it's there. That's what this verse says. And we know. We spiritually perceive it. When we're in our right mind with God, we know He didn't do this to us. Y'all hear me this morning? Yeah, but He let it happen. You live on this crazy planet, fool! It's like God's up there pulling these strings and your life's supposed to be perfect. That is crazy thinking. It's not Bible, man, and it's not reality. Okay? You have no doubt. I have no doubt. I know this. I'm positive. I'm sure. That's what this word means. And we know. Do you understand? And we know, and then we're going to talk about what up. But you've got to get this part down right there. So what? No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. There's something I know. Well, what do I know? When I'm under the control of the Holy Spirit and I reflect mentally, say it with me. I have no doubt. And that's what Mama was trying to get me back to. When I would start talking and complaining and being negative and I was hurt and I needed help and she would help. But just patting me on the head wasn't going to do the job. She needed me to dig down deep and find something deeper than just a pat on the top of the head. You understand? Something called Romans 8:28. And it worked, man. It worked so much that after her death, my life verse had been 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. When Mama was killed, that fast, Romans 8:28 became my life verse. I didn't have to think about it twice. And it seems like that verse has been the thing that's carried me so much in my life. And I want you to carry it too. Amen? Put it on your fridge. It would do me no great honor than to come to your house one day and see it on the refrigerator. Amen? Better yet, hide God's Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. Amen? Memorize it. I'd love for you to come up to me one day and say, hey, let me tell you something. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Amen? Y'all hear me today? Am I putting you to sleep? Amen? Come on. Deep down inside my what? Gut! I know! Got it? What do I know? I know that God is good. I know God's all about good. I know God ain't bad at all. Satan wants me to think different. When crap happens, excuse me. I'm going to tell you something. Deep down in my gut, God's been good to me. Can you say that with me? Deep down in my gut, God's been good to me. You telling me that can't help you or what? Say. Aren't we our own worst enemy when we start going south negatively? Amen? Say. Cha. I can write a book on it. Come on. Let's go a little further in the verse. So, and we know, say that with me, that all things. Well, let's go to the Greek and figure out what all things means. I'm from Rockingham, baby. It means everything. It means anything. What is your all things? What is it in your life? What hurt has somebody done to you? What abuse have you suffered? What wrong has happened to you? All things! He can take any of it and make it work together for your good. That's crazy. How can you take my pain and make it work out for my good? And the mystery is, when you're in it, you can't see it. How many, though, without being too super spiritual this morning, can say you've been in some all things mess, junk going on, happened in your life, and now that it's past, and you can now look back, you can see that He worked it out for your good. Can I see some hands in the house? I guess Mama was right. Amen. Say, all things means all things. Do not put a but there. Who are you anyway that you won't suffer an intense trial or problem? Who are you that you get to not carry the cross? Amen. That's not reality, friend. You're not the Joneses who have the perfect life. And guess what? The Joneses don't either. You hearing me say? All things means all things. And we know deep down inside my gut, God's good. God's all about good. God ain't never been bad. That all things, that means anything that ever happens in my life, God's still good. Amen. Say it. How many have ever thought God was bad to you and He was picking on you and He was singling you out and He didn't care about you? Can I see your hand? The rest of you are lying. You are so spiritual. You should have started your own church. Oh, yeah. Come on. We've all thought God didn't just measure up sometime in our life and didn't do just to us what we thought we deserved. Isn't that right? Say, come on. Come on, I'm getting ugly on you. Here we go. And we know that all things, say it with me, work together for... Are y'all learning today? Now, I do go to the Greek word on this one. It's important. The word is synergy. Synergy. Working together for good. Working together. All this mess. And we know that all things, and the idea of this all things is yuck. Amen? But it's working together. The word is synergy. It means that God is actively working all things together for my good on my behalf. Though I can't see it. Now all I'm feeling is the pain, the pain, the pain, the struggle, the horror, the nightmare. That's all I'm feeling, all I'm seeing, all I'm experiencing. But there's an energy that's going on. It's the working of the Holy Spirit, the living God. He's taking the junk and the pain, and He's still working. He hasn't stopped working. Matter of fact, working harder for your good, for your behalf. He's working. Does that mean He's going to fix it? Didn't say that at all. Said He's working. Amen. Say. He's working, man. He does this for... So here's the deal. So, and we know, in the good, that all things, all the mess, we know that all things work together for good. God is actively working. There's a synergy. There's an energy from God that's going on, and I can't even see it. But He is taking my life, and He's working with my life, and He is helping me in my life. This is the moment in my life that He can work on me. He can change me. He can talk to me. He can touch me. He can lead me. He can help me. It's not even about what happened. It's about me. He cares for me. He's working in my life. And Mama was trying to say, boy, Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. Get it down. You hearing me today? Come on. So, and we know that all things work together for good. Say that with me. To them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. They're not two different people, same person. To them that love God, to them who've been called according to His purpose. Let's look at it. Who's this promise for, Mama? It's for you, child of God. This promise is to believers in Jesus Christ. Amen? Who gets Romans 8:28? I do! Because I'm a believer in Jesus. Amen? It's mine. Grab it, man. Grab it! Hang on to it! Wow! It'll take you for a wild ride, that Romans 8:28 will. Are y'all alright? Y'all worry me. Y'all don't look as happy as I do. I'm talking about all my mess and I'm happy. What's wrong with me? It's called the Holy Spirit, the living God. Amen? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. It's not for the perfect. It isn't for the perfect. So often we think we just did this, and where'd it go off the rail? We're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to measure up, so Romans 8:28 can be mine. No, it's in there because you're screwed up, and you're going to have screwed up times, and people are going to screw you up. It's going to be okay because I'm actively working for you. Amen? It's for the truly and sincerely what? It's not for church playing, folk. No. It's not for the perfect, but it's not for the phony. This is for the truly, sincerely, those that sincerely believe in Jesus Christ. Amen? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes or no? Is He your Savior? Do you believe that you can somehow get your way to heaven? Or have you put it all on Him and you believe only in Him and nobody else? Amen? Are you truly? Do you really believe that God had one and only one Son and you put your faith in Him and that's it? Do you truly believe that all other ways are dead ends? There's only one way, truth, life. That's Jesus Christ. Have you nailed that to the wall? Say, this is for you then. Amen. It's your verse, man. Mama said, Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. Come on. This is yours. Grab it. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His God's plan. God's plan. Are y'all, stay with me now. Don't bob and weave on me. Come on. Grief. What's a man got to do? Okay, listen. God's plan. You've got to keep in mind that the pain inflicted on you, the hurt inflicted on you, God did not do that. Okay? But God can take that pain, that affliction, and use it for His purpose. Because He's God. You understand? See, we can't do that. I can't do that. All I know is it hurts, and I can't do that. And He goes, I'm God, you're not. I can do this. I can take anything that comes in your life, and I can work it out for my plan. Did I do the bad thing in your life? No, I'm good. But I can take the bad, because I'm God, and I can work it out for my purpose for you. That's incredible, isn't it? Say, you kidding me? I could get run over by a bus? Yeah, come on, praise God. It's craziness. How can that happen? Well, I'm God, boy. You ain't. You just hurting. Listen to your mama. Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. I think she's in hell, heaven going, tell him, tell him, yeah, tell him. Amen. The goal is glory. See, God's plan is glory. I want you to understand that. God wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son. God's goal in our life is glorification. He wants us to be conformed into the image of His Son. So He takes these different situations in our life and He's using those to conform us into the image of His Son. Does that make sense to you? I never learned a whole lot when everything was good. Matter of fact, when everything's good, I tend to skate. Da da da, life's good, life's good. But when a truck hits me, I go this. A truck just hit me. You know what I'm saying? And when you've been knocked down, you got to focus then on getting back up. And that's when God can help us and we can start to see. And that's when the most change can come, at least in my life. I don't know how you are. You understand? The goal is to conform me to the image of His Son Jesus. So He can take any situation that comes my way because He's God and He can use that situation, how horrible it might be, and conform me to the image of His Son. He is incredible. God is incredible. Amen? That's just crazy. That's what this is talking about. And boy, that's good. Amen? That's good stuff. Now let's keep moving. A couple other verses and we got to fly. Lots of other verses, right, Rods? Okay, buddy. He's making faces at me down front. How do I know that He's doing all this for my good, for His glory, to turn me into, to conform me to the image of His Son? Verse 29, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, say it with me, to be conformed, help me, to the image of His, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus wants to be born in your life. And in your trouble, and in your struggle, and in your pain, He can be born in you. You understand? He can start conforming you into the image of His Son. Isn't that great? That's what that verse teaches. Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. And I am going to fly now. We are. Between start and finish in the Christian life, there are three steps as we keep moving our scripture forward. Romans 8:28 is right here, and these other ones are sort of hooking on to Romans 8:28. They're coming back, and they're making Romans 8:28 come alive. Verse 29, he's conforming us to the image of his Son. Three things happen in our life, in our Christian life. Here it is, three things. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called. And whom he called, them also he justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Those are the three steps. Let's look at them real quick, Raj. Step one, you've been called. You've been summoned and given salvation. You hear me, church? You've been saved. The second step, you've been justified. You've been declared righteous. You're not guilty because of Jesus Christ. You've been justified now. This is incredible. And number three, you've been glorified. That means as you journey in this life, he's conforming you to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why we can know all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And his purpose for my situation, my life rather, is to conform me to the image of Christ, and he can take all the mess, and because he's God, he can make this happen. Amen? I know that's a little deep. Then some quick questions as we continue reading this scripture that God wants you to ask yourself often that will help you know without a doubt that God is good. Here they are. You keep reading your Bible. You go from Romans 8:28. You just keep trucking all the way to the end, and you'll see that how good God is, and this is incredible, and that you can make it regardless of your circumstance. Question number one, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? That I've been called, that I've been justified, that I've been glorified, that all things are going to work together for my good. Say that with me real loud. That's what I say. Amen. Come on. I got some hope. Amen. Romans 8:28 is in the Bible. Amen. That's what we're talking about. Praise the Lord. That's what we say to these things. God's good. Question number two. Let's go with the questions, Raj. Can you work that out? Is it going to be hard on you? We'll list the questions. If God be for us, who can be against us? Say, you had trouble in your life? If God's for you, who can be against you? You hearing me? Romans 8:28 is in the Bible. I'll keep going. Satan and his demons are against us, but they cannot prevail. You need to know that. God is what? Good. I'm trying to save some time. There's tons of scripture all in here. We're going to do our best, Rod. I know it's tough. Do what we can. So, just some questions God puts in there for us to answer that he's good to us. Question number three. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. Here's the question. Say it with me. How shall he not with him also freely give us what? Since God gave us his one and only Son, Jesus, he will certainly not hesitate to give us whatever we need for our ultimate good and our sanctification. Regardless of what you're going through right now, you say, man, I need this, and I'm hurting here, and God's going to take care of you. You hear me, church? Man, you got to get this stuff. I'm preaching to myself today. How many know I've been preaching to myself for several months now? That's okay. What's good is you're getting something out of it, ain't you? Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Another question you need to ask yourself. Amen? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Isn't that incredible? Who is going to make any formal accusation or press charges against us in God's court? You know who the answer is? Nobody. Because not only is Jesus called our advocate, we also see in Scripture that Jesus is our judge. Buddy, when you got the lawyer and he's Jesus, and he turns around and flips seats and he's the judge too, you in good shape. You understand that? Say, yeah, come on, praise the Lord for that. That's good stuff. You ought to thank God for that. Come on. See, he is your lawyer and he's your judge. That's why he can make all things work together for good. You understand? It's going to be fine. Sure. Keep going. Let's go with question number five. God is what? Another question you'd ask yourself, right out of the Bible, right from after Romans 8:28. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that's risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who is going to condemn you? Nobody. You've been saved. You've been called. You've been justified. You're being glorified right now, conformed to the image of Christ. Are you telling me somebody took Romans 8:28 out of the Bible? Last time I checked, it's still there. You can make it through anything you're going through. You understand? In my life, many times over the last several months, I did not think I could make it. How am I going to make it? I don't know how to make it. But then I look, and there's another day, and I made it. And there's a week, and I made it. And there's a month, and I made it. And then there's 4 months, and I'm making it. I guess Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible. I mean, last time I looked, I guess it's there. And here's something else I've been seeing. He's been conforming me to the image of His Son. He's been changing me. He hadn't been changing me. He has changed me. It's crazy. I'm a different person. And I lost weight. There could be part of a diet plan in there for you. Amen. Come on. God's good, isn't He? All the time. That's what Romans 8:28 teaches. Question number 6. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I could see Mama telling me that. Did you get separated from the love of Christ? Well, no, Mama. That's right, you sure didn't. Shall tribulation back it up? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or martyrdom? As it's written, for your sake, we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's pretty rough, isn't it? Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not even a .357 Magnum. My mother stared down the barrel of a .357 Magnum, and I believe her last words were, "You can't threaten me with heaven." Because she believed Romans 8:28 was still in the Bible. I wish it hadn't shook down like it did. But to be absent from the body, present with the Lord, she really, really, really believed in Jesus. Amen. An incredible person. Satan wants you to think that God's picking on you. That's what he wants you to think. How could God really love you and allow this mess to happen in your life? Say that with me. This does. It does. How many had some of this happen in your life? And even bad words happen in your life. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It happens, doesn't it? Say. Nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any of the creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it all hinges back on Romans 8:28. Isn't that incredible? Crazy. Shall anyone or anything separate me from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord? The answer is absolutely what? God is good. I know He's good. He is what? He's way too good to me. Only a God who could take all the junk and the crud and the mess in my life and somehow, when that all happens, He starts working like crazy to conform me to His Son. That is a great God that does that. Amen? It's incredible. Could you say it with me? Do you feel like you know Romans 8:28 a little bit better today? Can you say it with me? Mama said Romans 8:28 is still in the... One more time. You sound like Southern people. One more time. Mama said Romans 8:28 is still in the... You got it? Come on. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord this morning for His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good word to the preacher today. Let's stand on up. Thank you much for being here today.